1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You don't matter. You got a convention right there. We don't have a convention.
No one's coming.
Yeah, we don't have a convention.
Got all gussied up, cleaned up the house, laid out the shrimp platter.
Right. No, exactly.
Nobody.
Yeah. Cheese plate was out. The sausages were all chopped up.
Thawing the shrimp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For nothing.
Can't refreeze those.
No.
And you can't take it back.
Nope.
You're just going to eat it for lunch for the next week.
Another shrimp sandwich.
Right.
Have you ever had a shrimp sandwich?
No.
Good. If they're done.
Oh, maybe
right,
I have. Yeah, po' boy. I've had a shrimp po' boy.
I had that lame clam sandwich up on Lake Superior.
That was not horrible.
That was horrible. Sandwich. I thought, a bun stuffed with clams? Sign me up. No, it was terrible.
Are there Great Lakes clams? Or is that just a saltwater thing?
Are there Great
Lakes? I think there's. Yeah, there's.
Really?
Yeah.
Great Lakes clam.
It would be silly to think there's not a species of mollusk in the Great Lakes, right?
There's clams in, inland lakes.
Yeah.
Have we come up with a recipe for zebra mussels? Because as soon as we do, we'll clean the lakes out.
They're so small, it would just be like, you'd need a whole bowl of them like Fruity Pebbles or something.
That hasn't stopped, starving people from doing that before.
Well, yeah.
I remember once ordering a big seafood thing.
A platter?
Yeah.
Like a sampler platter?
After cracking through shells and picking meat out of everything, I'm still hungry.
Yeah, you just get sick of working for it.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, that is the main reason. That is the main reason I never order crab.
Yeah.
It's just too much work.
You got to go. The only time you order it is when it's like the giant king crab, where you get a big log of meat out of it.
There are tons of people who love going out for crab night. You know, there are places around town that have, the all-you-can-eat
crab.
I just pick up a hamburger and start eating. I'm not looking for no meat in there. But people like it.
What's like Tim talked about the. It's not a crab boil, right? Or is it?
Yeah, where he said, you said you sit for hours.
Sit and eat crawdads and eat those things. Crack a little piece of meat out of a little shell.
It's like an all-night thing. That's an East Coast thing
that
we don't really know about, where you just go and you sit and you eat.
Sure.
How long? We're there 2-3 hours. Eating?
Or in the South, they do the crawfish. It's the same thing. You got to just bust those little bugs open and...
Yeah.
Eat the tail
big,
and
big table of them.
Yeah, you have to go through like 200 of them to get a full lobster tail worth.
It's a lot of work. Maybe it's part of the social aspect. I think it is.
Oh,
be here and sit around for a while. We chit chat. We cocktail. We have some of these. You know, in 3 hours I'm full.
Just take a step back from where you are for a moment, and they look at us and say. They just drink.
I don't even eat. I live here and say that.
Yeah.
God. So we know people that. Then, there's everybody in Wisconsin drinks, but then there's the people who we just refer to as those are pros. Those people are pros.
Yeah.
They were out till 4, they're up at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't sit and crack little seafood things open. They just drank.
What do you mean? Well, they might play pool or bar dice or pull tabs or something like that, but there's no real food involved for the most part. It's just alcohol.
Here we go. Can you eat freshwater clams from the Great Lakes?
Here we go. What? Okay.
This is on answers.com.
This would be any of the Great Lakes. Is there one lake in particular that produces, I think I would want a Lake Superior clam. Over a Lake Erie clam.
Seems
it's colder.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Answers.com says, no, clams are filter feeders that filter out bacteria and algae from the water. Well, they do that in salt water, too.
Yeah.
They were going to eat, they ate all the oil down in the Gulf when we had our big
right.
Oil spill. They're going, we won't be able to get clams forever down here.
Yeah.
We're eating them pretty quickly.
That includes E. coli and fecal bacteria. More than likely, they are full of toxins.
Also, I eat shrimp.
Against the law to remove freshwater mussels and clams from the water.
I can't even take a mussel out of a Great Lake? I can't take a clam out?
That's what this says.
Wow. I'm sure I broke that law when I was a kid.
It says so on the internet, so here we are. It's even against the law to remove empty shells. You must have a permit to do so. Well, isn't that something?
We've lived on the Great Lakes, I would say, 90% of our lives, right?
Yeah. I never knew that.
Rock, probably even a bigger percentage of his life living on a Great Lake.
Sure.
I never heard this before. I can't take what out? I can't take... No, I better put that back. It's like an eagle feather. You know, a clam out of a Great Lake is like... You better put that back. DNR hears about it. You might as well have a... Three caged eagles, bald eagles in your house. Same thing, man.
Eagle dinners at your restaurant.
Right, same thing.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Now, that's just one source. A good reporter would, you know.
Make a call or two, check on that.
Get a second verification. But, I don't know.
How long do you think you'd be on the phone if you picked up the phone at 9 o'clock this morning?
And tried to get to the bottom of this
clam business?
You called
the DNR. You called the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and said, I just have a quick question. I was thinking about
I was going to become a clammer.
It's going to harvest some Great Lakes clams. And I came across a disturbing piece of information that I can't do that. Can you tell me about this? And have them explain, you know, the clam laws on the Great Lakes.
What are your clam laws?
There is Clam Lake.
Yeah.
I would assume there's clams. It's a bunch
of
those.
That's not a Great Lake, though. You could probably take them out of an inland lake.
I know, but if you think,
I don't know.
Based on what we just learned.
I don't know.
When's clamming season?
This headline says freshwater mussels act like the liver of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, they filter everything out, all the garbage, right?
Maybe that's why we got to have them there.
Yeah.
And you don't want to eat them.
Right. Don't, can't take the liver out.
Right.
Going to need that.
Tune in after 9 for clam laws. This morning.
Well, you know everything can't be freedom of speech issues. Clam laws.
Will that be a plank in the platform of the Democratic Convention? The great clam debate.
Maybe we should submit a question about clam laws to the
archaic clam laws.
What's your position on our clam laws?
That would be fun.
2 seconds ago.
That would be stupidly fun.
Two seconds ago, Biden, what? I had no opinion on clam. But now that I'm told I can't take one out of the Great Lakes, now I'm going, why can't I take one out of the Great Lakes?
Suddenly, I want to have a boat and shovels and big rubber boots.
Yeah, because you don't go out.
Go stomping around in the beach.
Clam diggers.
You're right. You don't go out in a boat to get clams. You go out when the tide is out. You're right. Your big rubber boots and all that stuff and your big, you have that fork, but it's more like a hook, you know, where you're pulling the sand back and digging in there and you got a bucket and you're sinking up to your arse, you know, in the muck.
For delicious Great Lakes.
Those are sea clams.
Liver clams.
Liver clams, right.
Yeah, well.
So, I had no idea. I had no idea. That's a law. I can't take a clam out of the Great Lakes.
Maybe you were.
That's what I found on one page on the entire internet.
Good enough for me. Good enough for me. And I can't even take a shell out. Like, if I find a half a clam shell in the Great Lakes.
Once again.
Don't touch
it. You ate a whole sandwich of them. Maybe you were.
Yeah, but they weren't. I don't know.
Legally harvested clams.
Who knows? You might have been a huge violator that day with that sandwich.
I don't even think those were clams, to tell you the truth. They were just a big loaf of bread they brought me.
With some breaded stuff in it.
With some sauce in there.
Bread with breaded things.
I thought they'd be falling out on my plate, all the clams I'd have. Like, oh, better bring me a fork. I'm not going to want to leave any of these behind. No, it's just like a big loaf of bread with some cocktail sauce on it.
Sure.
It was was horrible.
A little lettuce, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, there might have been. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that you mention it. Yeah.
It's almost no sandwich formula that doesn't have lettuce.
Yeah.
Not a fan of lettuce, though. I don't seek it out when I'm ordering anything.
No.
No, but if it's not there, it's like, just needs a little crunch.
Yeah.
I do like a pickle on the side, though.
Neutral crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Clams just aren't the same without a little lettuce.
What do you mean? You ate a clam?
Yeah.
No, not a local clam.
Great Lake clam?
Clam was flown in from the East Coast, most important part of the country, where there's clam.
Yes. Only the best clams.
Mm. Well, you know, the Magna Carta had, like, fishing regulations in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, right. You know, yeah. Laugh at the clam laws if you want.
Well, was there a time when we had harvested so many clams out of our Great Lakes that they said, we got to do something about this? We got to make this a crime.
Yeah, maybe.
We've got to slow this down somehow. I've never heard about, you know, the huge clam processing plants on the Great Lakes, but, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Neither have I. But as I've said, history is bottomless.
That's what I mean.
How do we know there wasn't some big clam protest in the Upper Peninsula or something once upon a time?
I mean, we hear about, you know, Green Bay was built on the beaver pelt, right? The beaver trade.
Yes.
nice beaver. How do we know that another one of the cities that's, you know, on the shores of the Great Lakes, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, you know, pick a state, had a clam processing plant, you know, where they just...
Well, you know, we have Clam Lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also have Clam Falls.
We have Clam
and
Falls.
And Clam River.
Right.
Maybe we are up to our nostrils in clams.
Right.
Hmm. Well, I never thought I was going to talk about clams this morning.
You never know.
You think anyone ever said this somewhere in Wisconsin? Pick any of the states that border the Great Lakes. I am so tired of eating clams. maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's quite possible. Cleveland. Now I want to know about clams in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin clams, delicious.
Why didn't we put one on the quarter?
Well,
at our new
we had
map,
to put the cheese and the plan. Cow head on there.
Because it's not a big deal here. So, yeah, I had no idea. Clams. All right. There, I learned something today.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
But rich Wisconsin tradition.
So two things I can't do.
Clams.
I can't go swimming at, Bradford Beach? They closed that to swimming for the rest of the year?
McKinley,
yeah, because of the riptides. That's closed for the year. You can go to the beach, but they don't want you in the water. And if I see a clam, you know,
don't touch it.
Yeah. Don't.
Lay off.
Yeah.
Don't pick it up.
Right.
Don't look
give
at it.
Give it its proper space.
Leave it alone.
Even if
leave
it's
alone.
Dead, leave it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Becomes part of the sediment. Yeah.
Sitting there picking out your blue jean lint that you left behind in your jorts that you went in the lake with. Filter that out.
Oh, that's what the clams do?
Yeah. All day. All day. Every day. Around the clock. Day and night.
They don't seem to mind. You know. Happy as a clam.
There you go.
Right. Where'd that come from?
Because they just sit
clams
there.
Clams are happy?
They just take what comes to them. I'm happy.
Whoever said clams were happy?
I'll just suck this stuff out of here. Yeah. I'm just sitting here growing happy.
You know, petroleum spill.
Happy as a clam.
Fish feces. Yeah. People feces.
Give it
whatever.
To me. I'm a clam.
Yeah.
I'll
bring it
happy.
On, baby.
Yeah.
Clams rule.
It's